A look back at Kentucky Derby 147 on News Radio 840 WHAS.
And welcome to our official Kentucky Derby 147 coverage. Scott Fitzgerald with you. And what a beautiful day it is out at Churchill Downs on a day when, well, the storylines always take precedence over the finish. The finish is important, but so many memories will be made today, and I think everybody's ready for some memories to be made today after not having the Derby this time last year here in Louisville, Kentucky, and just a beautiful, beautiful day. Race one coming up, and we'll head out to Churchill Downs. Now, all the gangs together here, Jody Demling, Will Clark, I believe Gus Allen is out there as well for the first race. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Well, yeah, we've got a first race, and we've got a horse in the first race that's named after Will Clark there, Scott.
Oh, who is that?
Yes.
Huge Bigley is what his name is.
Yeah, that's on message. Yeah.
Number one, Huge Bigley.
Oh, I'm going to call Willie that from now on. Back to the news with Huge Bigley.
Perfect. Starting off the day great.
We just started the day off with a bang.
Guys.
Can't get any better.
Steve Kornacki is a guy who kind of rose to fame in the 2020 presidential election cycle. He does some of the chart work for NBC on the various NBC stations. Of course, NBC handles the Kentucky Derby. So he's here, but NBC has him here because he's going to do his handicapping on the air for them later today in the show. And our Will Clark spoke with Steve Kornacki a little earlier.
And we're here with NBC's Steve Kornacki. You may remember him from the election coverage. He has now kind of pivoted into a little bit of sports touchscreen prognostication, if you will. He appears on Sunday Night Football, and he's here at Churchill Downs today. First, welcome to Churchill Downs.
Hey, thank you. It's my first time here, and I couldn't have asked for a better weather, better day. This is great.
And how much did you have to really do the homework to pivot from following presidential candidates and figuring out House races, Senate races, to trying to pick a winner in the 12th to Churchill?
Yeah, I got to say, I've been doing the political horse race for my whole career. Now I get to do a real horse race. But I've always been a fan of the sport. I can't say I'm a good handicapper. I've been trying to pick the big sort of long shot winner in the Derby my whole life. So far, I've not once done it, but maybe this will be the year.
All right, Jody Demling, do we have official race results in from race five yet? And first off, I'm on my 50-cent pick five, I had 7-3-5-8-11. I hope that works out. Tony Cruz was supposed to bet that for me earlier today.
In the pick 50 five? Cents. In the 50-cent pick five?
Yeah.
$99,627. So if Tony Cruz didn't make that bet for you, he owes you the money, right?
He owes me a
He's not even listening right now.
He's not even paying attention right now. Tony Cruz is not paying attention. Tony Cruz is not paying attention, but Tony Vannetti is.
Hey, sure. Kids, how are we doing?
Well, Tony, so Terry called Tony Cruz or sent him a text to make a bet
yes,
for him.
And he didn't.
And he didn't, and it was the pick five, 7-3-5-8-11, and it paid $99,627. So, Tony, don't you think Tony Cruz owes Terry Miners that money?
Well, see, first of all, Tony Cruz, what I do is I have him in my phone under Peepaw. So Peepaw doesn't know how to use a computer. So he's, how do I turn this newfangled thing on?
So he doesn't know how to use the Twin Spires app.
No.
What you're saying is there's no bet.
When we said make the bet on the Twin Spires, he started crawling up the top of the stands. Where do you make the bet? No, it's a website, Peepaw. Get down.
The best part of this is he is like standing.
He's got no headset on.
He is standing right next to Vannetti. Vannetti has no idea.
He just goes, "What? What did you say?" Peepaw, tuck your shirt in.
By noon on Kentucky Derby Day, Churchill Downs is usually packed with fans, but not this year. Attendance is limited to less than half of normal capacity. Despite the restrictions, the fans are just happy to be back at the track.
Absolutely. It feels fantastic. It's really the first big event that I've been to since this has all happened.
Masks are required at the track, but there's not much enforcement. Every other box of seats in the grandstand and clubhouse is blocked off for social distancing. At Churchill Downs, I'm Paul Miles.
Here with Chris Collinsworth entering Churchill Downs. And what are your thoughts on this Kentucky Derby 147 day?
It's one of my favorite days of the year every year, no matter what. It's the great perk of working with NBC is I get a chance to go with the great Jeff Ruby for a little steak dinner and come down for the Derby, and I think I've won once in about 25 years on the Derby itself, but other than that, all life is good.
Thanks for talking with us.
Okay, man.
You mind if I get a quick picture with you here?
Oh, there it is. There's the payoff.
Oh, my God.
There's the payoff. There's the payoff.
What a deal.
There's the payoff. Do you mind if I get a quick picture with you? Chris Collinsworth, seriously.
Come on, man.
What? So on the way in, did you see anything unusual or anything today at all?
I did.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Earlier today, I was kind of hanging out down by the track. Some executive type person was escorting a couple of women up, and they walked out onto the track. And I said,
where this story's going.
Then I thought, okay, well, they're just going to take a nice picture with the Twin Spires. That's the thing you do here.
Yeah.
And then one of the women pulls out a bag with cremated remains in it and proceeds to spread it on the track.
No.
I thought you weren't allowed to do that.
No.
Well, you probably aren't,
right.
You saw it happen?
Yes.
He saw it
happen. I took a picture of it.
Was it a Churchill Downs executive?
That was there, yes.
Yeah, okay, so.
Oh. And then the a high-ranking track superintendent-type person was not amused with how this was playing out.
What
did
they say?
Well,
they went over to the Churchill executive and asked that once they were done with their escorting duties to return so that they could have dialogue.
So they don't want that to happen because they don't want to continue to have people ask, well, his favorite thing was to go to the Kentucky Derby. I can't get his ashes poured on the dirt if you let me do that. Can you please?
Story time with Gus Allen and Scott Fitzgerald. What's going on here, guys?
Well, what a past year we've had, Tony. You know, think about it. We couldn't even do this time last year. A year ago, nearly everything is off limits and closed up. And worse yet, we couldn't even hold Derby. Our biggest struggle was finding a store with a super stock of toilet paper. And it didn't even matter what brand, as people were, you know, just foregoing the essential quality just to be able to find a roll for their own hidden stash of the bathroom necessity. I mean, even mighty Amazon and their founder, what's his name? Oh, Bezos.
Ding.
Couldn't keep the tissue in stock. I tell you what else was a nightmare. You got to remember, this time last year, we couldn't go to any kind of dining establishment just to get a simple soup and sandwich.
Ding.
And a nice bourbonic
Ding.
To go with it. I mean, that meant everyone just had to camp out of their homes and enjoy a midnight bourbon or Ding. Two or four. Now, some say this whole thing was a known agenda
Ding.
By some people or groups to perhaps bring a determined change or a conspiracy theory of sorts. I don't really buy that. No, I just think COVID is one of those dynamic one-off
Ding.
Events that just seems to rock your world
Ding.
In a certain space and time. But thanks to the dedication of so many people, our healthcare heroes, researchers, and the like, who showed their Brooklyn Strong Medina spirit.
Ding, ding.
We have managed to get a vaccine and start to defeat the virus that shut down the world. I'm certain there's a sainthood
ding.
For so many of those dedicated workers and everyday people who got us through and continue to help manage the pandemic. Thank you so very much for your dedication. I think it's fair to say we're all higher than a balloon full of helium
ding.
Floating above Churchill Downs. That we can hold the Kentucky Derby with fans in its rightful place on this first Saturday in May. Hmm. You know, the best part about today's Derby, Tony,
what?
Is we have fans, a good chunk of them. And my goodness, are they highly motivated
Ding.
And revved up like a hot rod Charlie
Ding.
To get into the stands and in the infield. And speaking of the infield, especially out there, they're going to let their King Fury
Ding.
Loose. And more than likely, well, quite truthfully, we know it's going to happen. Some are simply going to act like mandaloons.
Ding.
But that's fine. We're all excited to get out and enjoy being around one another once more. So as everyone enjoys Kentucky Derby 147 today, I hope you enjoy the festivities, the splendor, the pageantry, the weather provided by our heavenly friend, John Asher from above. Sunny and 75, sir, right on the money. And I certainly hope that your bets are all winners. Just remember, when you hit that Derby superfecta and you get ready to live like the king,
ding.
Please, I implore you to keep me in mind
ding.
For a little extra stimulus payment. Happy Derby 147.
And we're here with Governor Andy Beshear on this Kentucky Derby Day. Happy Derby to you, Governor.
How you doing? Happy Derby.
Just your thoughts seeing the crowds back here at Churchill Downs.
Well, it's wonderful. It gives us so much hope moving forward, and it's based on the hard work of Kentuckians who spent this last year living for each other and making the sacrifices that got us here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the management and staff and horsemen of Churchill Downs proudly present the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby, presented by Woodford Reserve. Please rise as the University of Louisville Marching Band plays My Old Kentucky Home.
And off to a solid beginning here, and it will be Bettina Spirit who comes out the best to take the early lead. Soup and Sandwich on the outside, away running in second. Helium is close up to the pace in between those two, and these three will lead them early. And then it's Hot Rod Charlie behind them, Mandaloon on the inside. Essential Quality is outside of horses and four lengths from the front early. And then it's Superstock, followed by Highly Motivated, as they make their way to the top of the stretch. Bettina Spirit and Mandaloon are stride for stride. Hot Rod Charlie and Essential Quality closing on the outside. The four of them come into the final furlong. Mandaloon fighting for the front. Bettina Spirit battles on. Hot Rod Charlie on the outside. Essential Quality on the far outside. The four of them coming to the finish in the Kentucky Derby. Here's the wire. Bob Baffert does it again. Bettina Spirit has won the Kentucky Derby.